This is also very good. Good in this sense that they do not eat without restriction. There is some restriction. Yes. If you want to eat meat and chicken, then you first of all sacrifice before the deity. So at least they will be restricted from eating meat purchased from slaughterhouse. But these rascal civilians, one side they are advertising stop cruelty to animals, another side they are opening unrestricted slaughterhouse. Just see. One side they are allowing marriage of woman every week, another side contraception. Just see their contradictions. There is animal sacrifice in the church. Is there any such
thing? No.
Yes. Jews, they have one. Shocked, yes.
The Jews were sacrificing animals in the temple.
Excuse me. Very near. No, no. People don't know our position.
Your Guru Maharaj was also very outspoken.
Huh? Your Guru yes. Demonstration.
Yes. Huh?
Only two men is coming.
Huh?
Two only coming.
They two of them doing here, but the big group doesn't have chapati.
Chapati where?
Because they live in woodlands. Wooden roads. So they go to chapati.
You got here also one flat, I think.
No, they are not staying in the same flat. They are in East Bay. They had their own apartment. They hired. They are paying for that. They are barking.
Big animals.
I don't think he would say that. Okay, you would. Must have just joked. He's really highly religious man. Yogendra Bhai is the most religious man in the whole group.
He actually said.
No, he acts, but he's religious.
No, that's all right.
There is no question of action. I mean, we also act. How much we are religious, only God knows.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There is there. Gyane prayasam adhvashanam antaiva sanamakaritangaj bhavadiyam.
Up to now, I think this is the best part I have come across. You know, the best part. And that particular lila of Krishna is the most thrilling one. No?
Yes.
And when Brahma saw Krishna with four hands, I mean Vishnu with four hands, and all, even in cow boys and cow, the calves and everything.
Okay.
Then it was the height of the whole philosophy. You read it?
Yeah.
No. But you must have read it in English, in those two volumes of Krishna.
Yeah.
I read it in Sanskrit indirectly. And there in real original Sanskrit is a wonderful. You get the real rough.
You mean to say that I was reading it indirectly?
No, indirectly. It is indirect. Real Sanskrit is different. He will tell you. Any other language than Sanskrit will not get that rush.
That is not different.
Wo rush nahi aayega. That real rush.
Rush jo lene wala hai, usko to pehle dekha jaye.
Real dust comes in Sanskrit. I read it twice in Gujarati, but I was not able to get that pleasure when I read it in Sanskrit.
Viprat disharagna jutat aravinda nava palaravinda vimukhat sapachang varishtam.
Those two books of Krishna you have written is from this only. Tenth skandh, no?
Yes.
I read all those books which you have published. Now more books you must send me because I have finished. I am a voracious reader. Yes. I finish all of them.
Viprat dishara guna juta, a brahmana having 12 brahminical qualifications. Viprat dishara guna juta aravinda nava pada aravinda vimukhat sapachang varishta, a brahman well learned, well scholar, and just brahminical principles strictly following, but if he is not a devotee, from him one chandal is better. Sapachang varishtam. Why? Because that chandal has, chandal who is devotee chandal, not ordinary chandal, he has dedicated his mind, his body, his activity for the service of the Lord. Therefore, he not only is purified, but he purifies the whole family. Whereas a qualified Brahmin, if he is not a devotee, he cannot purify himself, what to speak of purifying the family.
In this city also, that as they have mentioned, that all those yogis and philosophers and other fellow people, if they have not, they have not been able to really realize what Krishna or God is unless they have become bhaktas. In this only it comes.
Bhagavad
this part, in this particular part. Yes. Bhagavad was a book of stories, so I was not ready. Really, I am so truthful to you. But there is, I read all, I must have read more than half a dozen times all the main 12 Upanishads. But I said, Bhagavad, why?
Bhagavad,
and I read it in Gujarati, all right, Bhagavad.
In the beginning, it is said, Nigama Kalpatara Galitam
Phalam. That first slok you explained to me. First slok.
Which one?
First.
Janmadas.
Janmadas.
Yes.
It becomes very difficult for me to understand.
It is not difficult. Who
come?
No. Because the question, it is the explanation of Brahma Sutra. So the Brahma Sutra, the beginning Brahma is Athata Brahma Jigyasa. And what about Brahma? The Supreme Absolute Truth. The next verse is immediate Janmadasayata. The Supreme Absolute Truth is that
from which everything is born.
Everything is born. Now that Bhagavad begins the answer. Janmadasya jataha.
From the second line of the, yes, of the answer, sutras.
Brahma Sutra's question. The answer is Bhagavad. Janmadasya jataha. Then what is that Janmadasya jataha? And he says, Vyasadeva said, Anayat itaratascha artheshu avigya. Yes.
The avigya.
That the absolute truth from whom everything has emanated, he knows everything directly and indirectly. He knows because he is avigya.
Knowing everything. Abhigna.
Because
all down knowing.
Yes. So he's not a stone. It's like some philosopher says there was a chunk and creation came from there. So here Bhagavad says, no, the origin of creation He is a person, avijna. And he knows everything directly and indirectly. Directly I know this is my body, but indirectly I do not know what is going on in this body. That's why we go to physician. Please tell me what is the ailments in my body. But I do not know what is the cause. But the original absolute truth, he knows everything directly and indirectly. Therefore he is avijna. Janmadasyata anyat itaratascha arthesu avijna. In this way concludes Sattam Param Dhimahi.
Dhimahi. Yes, Krishna Chakra Shastri has written 100 pages on this in explanation in notes. And I was lost in it. In this one single slope. He has about the last Dhimahi, he is also a part of Gayatri Mantra.
Yeah.
What is Kuhukam? Kuhukam?
Kuhukam means this material world is Kuhukam.
Kuhukam?
Kuhukam means illusion.
Illusion.
Magic. Something magic, magician is showing. So much money. That's why he has this one Baba, what is Satta. He creates some gold.
Chalo, aap rata na kar. Chalo, chalo. Gai machine ticket on develop gai na kar. Chalo, Baba bhai. Chalo, ek rata na ke magician in Gujarat, some Muslim magician, he would ask, not ask for the ticket, and sit in the plane without. Mohammed Chhel. There was one man called Mohammed Chhel. And the ticket checker comes and asks for the ticket. He says, all right, take this. And there would be a heap of tickets.
Ticket?
Railway tickets.
The magician can...
Such a magician. He would stop the train. Stand behind, stop the train. Stop. People must have got some siddhis by...
The yogic siddhi, astra siddhi, anima lagima.
No, but this anima lagima, you get, the sattvic fellow. But these people who are actually...
No, anyone can get. It is a practice.
But the wrong method of...
Mechanical.
So Devi Bhaktas also get it. This is what we call Shakti Bhaktas. They by tantric yoga. I can't still understand how Tantra, by following and, I mean, drawing particular figures and writing down those figures, you can get powers. This is very common in Bengal side, this Tantra, no? I read a book on Tantra by Sir Arthur Avalon, and he describes so wonderful powers come by this and that. I don't know whether it is a fact or not.
That is materialism. Anyone who is after power, that is materialism.
I could not believe in it. How could it come?
Can come.
Thus.
Now this, you can this is also Tantra. Just like nowadays they flying Sputnik and from here controlling everything. Millions and millions
of there months. Is a science behind it.
So that is also a kind of science.
This writing
science.
Writing letters to and pen. And
there are subtle science. These are gross science, they are subtle science also. Just like now, mechanically you are flying, but there is science, anything, I can fly with this stick. That is possible. Akash Patol, there is a science, Akash Patol. Kapodvahi, now you can train the pigeons and it will fly. In the sky.
By you?
Yes.
The carpet also?
Yes. Mantar food.
You must have read the carpet flying in India.
Yeah.
I used to read such stories.
Actually, the aeroplanes mentioned in the Shastra, they are not machine. Mantra.
Mantra. Yeah. Because this Pushpak Viman, it could land anywhere.
Pushpak Viman?
Yes. That was
Pushpak Viman was with...
flying in mantra.
With, not, it was
now, scientific improvement has been done, That is on the gross material platform.
Spiritually they must be working.
And it is not spiritual, that is also subtle, that's why mind. Subtle. The speed of mind. Mind is material.
Yes.
Mind. By mind speed, you can just imagine. You are here immediately, within a second you go to Calcutta.
Because you think of it. Yeah. What going is mind going?
So, this is the mind. Similarly, mental and intellectual, you are going?
No, no. You are going ahead? We have come to
that. Sir. Mind is also material. Yes, in the Bhumi Rapa Nano Vayu Khang Khang Mana.
Khang Mana Eva Chha.
Yeah, they are all material.
But even in...
The so-called Jnani, they are on the mental platform. Therefore, they are also materialist. But therefore, Brahma, you will find in the Brahma Stotra, Jnane Prayasam Mudupasa. Give up this attempt to reach the Supreme by mental speculation. Jnane Prayasam Mudupasa. Namanta eva, be submissive. Namanta eva. Salmakritana Bhavadiya Vata. Just hear from devotee the news or the message of God, Krishna. That is the process of Namanta. Jnane Prayasam Mudapasa Namanta Salmakritana Bhavadiya Vata. Sthanesthita. You haven't got to change your place. Sudhikatang Tanuvang Manavi. You hear from the realized soul and try to apply in your practical life. Then one day, although God is unconquerable, He will be conquered by you. This is the commendation by Brahma.
I have from Bhakti Yoga that you have to become you have got to leave your body consciousness and become soul conscious.
That is soul conscious.
Conscious and then
body consciousness is mental speculation.
That is what I say. You must go beyond that.
This is the gross body and subtle body. So, when these Jnanis, they think that they have become liberated, but they are entrapped by the subtle body. Jnani Prayasam Mudupasa.
Yogis.
They are also the same thing, gross material.
Yog means to join yourself. Yourself means not body, not even mind, but your soul to the higher soul of namely God. That is real yoga. And that is as good as bhakti, or you call it yoga, anything. Yoga and bhakti comes to the same thing then.
Bhakti is real yoga. Others are first. Yoginam upi sarvesam. Bhakti is real yoga, that is real yoga. This is first.
Madgaten antaratmana.
That is real.
Antaratmana.
Antaratmana means beyond mind yourself. And intelligence.
From within yourself.
Yogi nama bhisa. So within yourself. If one thinks antaratmana, madgaten. Krishna, all is thinking of Krishna. That is first class yoga. But the so-called yogis, they want to become Krishna. Now I am becoming.
No, I don't think they say they are becoming Krishna. Their disciples say, as any disciple...
These are rascals, kick this disciple. Why? Far from the disciple comes, they form the rascals. These rascals come, if the Janmadasa Jata, if there are rascals that produce, he is a rascal.
But you are a guru. I am your disciple.
I have got to take you as a god,
then I can get my knowledge.
That is another thing. If God produces rascals, then he is not, he is a rascal.
The guru has got to be taken as God. That is the
way it is. Guru has taken not that God, he is God only.
Guru is not God.
He is just like your representative. Suppose if I have got to some business, there is a call. If you love me, you love my dog. It is not the dog is you.
But
dog is different. But if you love somebody, you pet sometimes, the dog, just to satisfy him.
This parent.
Rasya prasada and Bhagavat prasada, this is to say.
Yes, right.
If you satisfy Guru, then God, God is satisfied.
But what
that does not mean Guru is God.
No, 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 I don't say, I think
Guru.
I don't understand you and you also don't understand me. I mean to say that disciples have got to take Guru as God and not this body as God. His Atma is Guru. And Atma is God, so Guru is that way.
No,
God.
That is
what I think.
No.
And I don't think I am wrong.
No. Why do you distinguish between Guru's Atma and Guru's body?
And his body, but definitely body is not Guru.
That
even
is
if you say this
that
body
is Mahava. They make also Krishna and Krishna's inside different.
Krishna's body is different from your body and my body. Krishna's body is spiritual.
Then why do you make once you say that Guru is equal to Krishna,
because,
and again Krishna's body
Guru,
and Krishna is not divine,
Guru's
body and Guru's soul is
different. That's right.
That's not right. Please, no. If you compare the Guru is God, then you should compare similarity.
Similarity, this body and Krishna body are different.
That is an ignorance. You do not know.
Krishna's body is spiritual. His any part of his
the
body.
The Mahavadis do that.
He can hear by his eye and hear by his finger and satisfy anybody by his anything.
That is all right. Mean to say that Sakshad Haritena Samastha Shastra Ruktas Tathabhavata Yasa. When you accept Guru equal to Krishna, then you cannot make such distinction.
Bodily distinction.
Then why bodily or anything?
It's very important.
No. You cannot make the suggestion.
This body falls ill and has got to come to Dr.
Body
for treatment sometimes. That Krishna's body does not fall ill.
Not only Guru, anyone who is spiritually advanced, he has no more material body.
Yes. From higher stand, point of view.
Yeah. So if
that guru who knows that he has got no real material body, he is beyond the body consciousness. That is right.
No, even the material body is there.
Guru thinks so.
Even the material body is there, still is to be taken as spiritual. That is a philosophy. The example is given, just like you have got the iron stick, you put it in the fire and it becomes warm. And when it is red hot, it is no more iron stick. It is fire. Do you accept this?
I accept it.
Then one who is always merged in Krishna thought, his body is not material.
That way you say.
Yeah.
That way I can.
Yes, that is the
way. Yeah, I understand.
Because his material body is not working. That is stopped. He is working simply spiritually. That's what his body is feeling. The same example, it has become so hot, red hot, that it is no more working as iron rod, it is working as fire.
Because it burns anybody who touches it. So Guru also does the same thing. He electrifies anybody who touches it. So we touch your feet.
Yeah. Therefore he has no material.
No.
It is aparat. Guru Sunaramati. This is forbidden. Guru Sunaramati, Achi Siladhi, just like everyone knows, the atheist class will say, oh, here is a stone statue and these rascals are worshipping Krishna. So, everyone knows that is a stone statue. But we are so fooled that we are worshipping a stone statue. Therefore, this is offense. Achi Siladhi, Guru Sunaramati. Similarly, Guru, although he is working, moving just like ordinary human, one should not consider. That is ordinary human, Guru Sunaramati.
That is how the Guru can...
Everyone knows that here is a stone statue. There are so many people, hundreds and thousands of people are coming to worship that stone statue. Somebody can argue. The atheist will argue. And so we have got millions of temples, especially in South India, Jagannath Puri and many where. So are they going, expending so much money to worship a statue? That is forbidden.
No,
Guru should not.
I was trying to learn from this.
Guru should not be considered in that way. If he is actually Guru.
Guru Shaktipat on his disciple.
The same
comes from either way. That the Shishya draws his power and Guru gives it.
Yes.
Double action.
If he has no power, how he can give?
But that is what I say. So we have to take Guru as God.
So therefore Guru as God, not distinction. That Guru is so much God and he is so much.
I don't say distinction.
No, you say that distinction.
I did not say
body,
that you have understood it differently.
No, I'm not. It is the Guru principle we are talking.
That is what I want to learn from you.
I'm not Guru. The Guru has no material body.
You have to take
just
that
like view. This statue is not material. Similarly, Guru's body is not material.
You say that though Guru will appear as material body, you are not to take it as a material body. Say that way. Because we are little...
Not to take it is actually. If it is material body, then how they are getting benefits? If it is material body. The same example. If it is iron rod, then it is burning. It is fire. When there is burning, you must ask, it is fire. Why do you take? Oh, it is iron rod. Palayana Padichiyat. Palayana Padichiyat. By the result you have to. Therefore it is said, Jasya Prasadada Bhagavat Prasad. We have no direct contact with Bhagavan, but Guru being representative of Bhagavan, if we satisfy Guru, then Bhagavan. Identity. Therefore it is one. Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Similarly, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Here is European Vaishnava, here is Indian Vaishnava, here is Brahmin Vaishnava and Shudra Vaishnava. No, that is also offense.
That is wrong. Vaishnava is Vaishnava.
Similarly, to consider Guru's body as material, that is also wrong.
Yeah, I read somewhere that you have take Guru as God from that, this point of view, that he is Atma. You are worshipping God.
This is Mahabharata.
No. Whatever it is, let us go there.
My mama says, but Krishna is God within. Dr. Radhakrishna says, he asked, Krishna is within. The outside is material body.
There is no within it. I have not read that. There is no within it without, so far God is concerned. God is everywhere.
Similarly,
no body
also. No within, no without. Otherwise, how we can say Sakshad Harityena? Directly. If you make distinction, how can we directly?
Within, without is artifact.
Kintu prabhu ja priya eva tasya. But he has attained that position on account of his being very, very dear to God. His name is God's wife. God says, surrender unto me. Guru is preaching. That is real Guru. He is preaching surrender to Krishna. He will never say, surrender unto me.
No Guru says so.
All rascals.
But rascals are not Gurus.
The Guru, so-called Guru, they are. These Mahabharas, all they say, I am God. Let me now have Rasa dance. Send your children, send your wife, send your daughter. We'll dance. These are all rascals, Mahabharas. Mahavadi bhasya sunile hai sarvana. This is a statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as one hears the statement of Mahavadi, he is doomed. He's finished.
See, you have been bracketing so many good people with the bad.
Where is good people?
Of yours.
All rascals, let them come. Yes, I shall kick on their face. I'm so strong. Where is good man?
You see,
I have already kicked already there. Where is that?
Mao Yogi.
Yes. Ask me in Hong Kong. And he's a dog.
In public meeting. Fellows, we talk of general philosophy.
So you have got some discrimination. Our is only point. If anyone is a Mayavadi, he's a dog. Kick him on his face. That's all.
Mayavadi means those people who
are. Mayavadi means Mayavadi. That's all.
What do you mean by Mayavadi?
Mayavadi means who thinks like that.
Krishna, like that. That is
right. Krishna is different from his body. That is Mayavadi.
There is no body of Krishna. Whole thing is body.
The Mayavadi does not know that.
And those
that is Mayavadi.
So
they think that Krishna comes with a Maya body. Therefore, they are Maya.
Krishna.
There you will find in Dr. Radha Krishna's book the same thing.
I will have to read it. I have not read it.
Now you should have studied.
No, I have not.
Because
studied,
he's a advertised as big scholar.
I have studied the perennial philosophy by Huxley. I think somebody must show you one of the very, very good. It's just Bhaktivad. Huxley's. Julius Huxley's.
Man, if he's Bhaktivad, then he would not have eulogized Ramakrishna.
He's wonderful.
He has eulogized Ramakrishna. Yes. He has eulogized Ramakrishna. That's Huxley. You know that?
Yes.
Ramakrishna was a first-class Mayavadi.
Which Ramakrishna?
This Ramakrishna mission.
You are a guru, so I don't want to contradict and go into it. Tame have any bolo.
No. That is Bani. You have got some selection of your own.
I have no selection. I have selection
that's
in
all.
God. But Tame badane khotu sukra bolo so. Ye guru sama sa.
I have to say the truth. You may like or not like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I have to say the truth. I am saying all over the world.
There may be a few, but all are not like that.
You are a pakka Mayavadi.
There may be everywhere.
Still repeating.
Let us go up.
Yeah. He has a pakka Mayavadi. Let's see that he says that he is a worshipper of Goddess Kali. Isn't that?
Barabar.
And he became God by worshipping Kali. Just see how much Mayavadi he is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, kamastastha hitajnana jajanti anya devata. Anyone who is worshipping other demigods, his intelligence is lost. Kamastastha hitajnana. And this man says that worshipping a demigod, Goddess Kali, he became God. Just see. How much great Mayavadi. Where is the Shastra? Where is in the Shastra, Vedic Shastra, that one becomes God by worshipping Goddess Kali?
Brahma vid Brahma eva bhavati.
Then may.
Brahma vid Brahma eva bhavati.
That is all that is another thing, just like I gave the example. If you associate with fire, you also become fire. That is another thing. Brahma being. But here is no question of Brahma being. Ignorance. Because Brahma being, the Brahma, Supreme Brahma says that those who are worshippers of demigods, they have lost their intelligence. So how he becomes a man who has lost his intelligence, how he can become Brahma being? Brahmavid is so easy thing. Is it possible for a man who has lost his intelligence and he becomes Brahmavid?
Brahma cannot be recognized by intelligence. You have got to go beyond intelligence, mind and everything.
Well, we are beyond intelligence, beyond all aspects. We are beyond.
That is what I say.
Yes, that's what we say.